Question 5. You hear the beginning of a program about college canteens.
A team of nutritionists has been evaluating the food which is on sale in a number of college canteens, with surprising results. The survey shows that the increased variety of snacks on offer is remarkable, though the situation's still far from ideal. It wasn't long ago that there were constant complaints about the lack of fruit and vegetables and the predominance of high sugar and fatty items, from teachers in particular. Probably as a result of that pressure, colleges became aware of the problem without ever promising quick results. Perhaps not surprisingly, the students themselves say they miss the sweeter snacks. A team of nutritionists has been evaluating the food which is on sale in a number of college canteens, with surprising results. The survey shows that the increased variety of snacks on offer is remarkable, though the situation's still far from ideal. It wasn't long ago that there were constant complaints about the lack of fruit and vegetables and the predominance of high sugar and fatty items, from teachers in particular. Probably as a result of that pressure, colleges became aware of the problem without ever promising quick results. Perhaps not surprisingly, the students themselves say they miss the sweeter snacks.